Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. To Under a Shady Tree with Reverend Terry Power and Robin McKean. Come on in. Grab a glass of sweet iced tea and sit right down. These two mountain witches are about to start their talk.
Tonight, as usual, by my love, my partner, my best friend, my wife. How you doing over there, Robin?
I'm doing really well, sweetheart.
Right. So, I am coming to you live from the Denver airport on my way home, sitting here in the cell phone waiting lot, having a conversation with one amazing, beautiful redhead, and getting ready to bring another redhead into the conversation. And I'm just sitting here waiting to get on a red eye so I can get home to my family. I am ready to be home.
And this beautiful redhead can't wait to see you. She has missed you all week.
Oh, it has been a long week. Of course, it was an exciting trip getting over here. You know, sitting in airports and being delayed, and the fog in Pennsylvania, it was almost like the fog in the state of Pennsylvania didn't even want me to get on the airplane and leave, so.
Yeah.
But it's been a productive and a really good week from the standpoint of my, you know, paying the bills career, but
good.
It's been a long week away from home, so. Glad to be coming home. So, what kind of weather am I coming home to? It's been cold and snowy over here. What am I missing?
Not much. A lot of dreary drizzle is really what we've had. I don't think, what did I say last Thursday night? We hadn't seen the sun in 2 weeks. Well, haven't seen the sun yet, so we're working on 2.5 weeks now.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll bring some sunshine back with me. It's been cold and cold sunshine in the day, but it's been, beautiful.
It hasn't been really cold here. It hasn't been really cold here. It's been pretty mild, but it has been wet and dreary and cloudy and gray and damp, muddy. not real nice.
Yeah, but I'll be home with my family, so it'll all be good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I did get some great pictures today of mountains and the sun setting behind the mountains over near Boulder. I'll be sharing those pictures on Facebook here over the weekend, so check those out later in the week. So anyway, let's go ahead. If Celia is not already with us, let's go ahead and bring her in. Celia, are you here?
I am here and present. Good to hear you, Robin and Terry.
Hi, Celia. How you doing?
Real good. How about yourself?
Really well. Hanging in. So where are you where are you right now, Celia?
Right now I'm at home. It's where I get my mail, and I'm in Prescott, Arizona.
Awesome. Well, you've probably got some sun, considering where you are.
We do. We get a lot more sun than you folks do up there. But I was just in Hawaii, where I got a good deal of sun, and I'm heading to California and Vegas, and March I'll be doing some shows here. So lots of traveling in my world.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, very cool. So where is Prescott? How close to that is? How close is that to Phoenix?
Well, it depends on where you go in Phoenix, because Phoenix is quite large, but it usually takes me anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hours to get somewhere in Phoenix. We're in the mountains, and it's kind of an off-the-beaten-path destination. You don't just pop off the freeway. You have to get off the freeway and drive for about 45 minutes to get into Prescott. So if you think of the state of Arizona, you've got Tucson down in the south and Phoenix. Then you go off to the left a bit for Prescott. Then you get Sedona and then Flagstaff and the Grand Canyon.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Sounds beautiful.
It is. It's a beautiful place to be.
I've heard the high plateau in Arizona is rather temperate. It's not as hot as the rest of the state.
That's correct. I mean, if you think about Denver, we're about similar altitude. So we get snow, and we've had quite a bit of it this last weekend. We had a white Christmas, and then it melts. Not like where I'm from in Wisconsin, where it snows and then it rains and then it turns to ice and then it snows on top of that and then you're chiseling away at it. That's not how it snows here. It gets beautiful and white and then it just disappears in the afternoon when the sun comes out.
Yeah.
Depending on what elevation you're at.
Yep. I miss the Jersey Shore for that. It would snow and next day it would be gone because it was so warm from being so close to the ocean. Here in the mountains of Pennsylvania, it snows and it stays.
It's different.
Yep.
It's different. But spring is beautiful in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is. And so are the summers. The summers are gorgeous. If I turn the air conditioning on, it's unusual in the summers. You know, maybe 10 days of summer I might turn the air on. It's just it's gorgeous here. But so, Celia, what have you been up to since we saw you at Caldera Fest?
Wow, feels like many lifetimes. Boy, we had a good time there, didn't we?
That was a good time.
Great, anybody who gets a chance to go needs to go. It really truly was life transforming in such a positive way. So since then, I continued my tour on into the Midwest and did lots and lots of shows. And just did a lot of touring. I traveled a lot in 2016. A lot. Did some recording and currently working on some projects. And right now I'm promoting my Bridget songs because we have Imbolc coming up on February 2nd, which is also called Candlemas, which is also called St. Bridget's Day or Goddess Bridget's Day. So I've been a devotee of Bridget for some time, and I have several songs that have come out over time. And so I'm offering them for Name Your Price right now, which is kind of a cool thing that an artist can do. If you own your own material, you can do that on this site called Bandcamp. So that's what I'm working on now, just letting people know about that so that if they want to use this music for their ceremonies or for their events, that they can. And now I'm really working on booking 2017 and where I'm going and where I'm headed and who I'm going to be seeing and singing for. It's been really busy.
Well, it's good that you're busy. That's awesome. But it sounds like a lot of work. You do all your own booking and traveling and probably making, you know, actually physically creating the recordings, I would imagine.
I do. I learned how to use all the technology
maybe 3, 4, 5 albums ago. And that was a really good decision to make. And so, yes, I do produce my own music. And I do a lot of the booking and managing and promoting. And, of course, the art part as well. And that's very typical of the life of an independent artist. A lot of people romanticize it. But, you know, there's that joke. If you're an entrepreneur or if you work for yourself, you can work half days, which means you can choose any 12 hours you like.
Now, I used to do freelance work with my camera, and I always joked that freelance was a fancy term for unemployed. So.
Yeah, I don't mean to make light of it. I mean, I have a blessed life, and I decide what I do and where I go and what I create. I'm not going to say it's easy all the time, but I certainly have been blessed and treated very well by wonderful fans all over the world. So I am grateful, grateful, grateful. And I love doing what I do, and I love that I get to keep doing what I do because people have been so supportive. And that's really how it works now as an independent artist. I work for Spirit first and then for my fans second. I don't have a boss, but I'm here to serve. And that's how I become the independent artist that I am in the world today.
Yeah.
Well, very
it's
cool.
Quite a
so
leap of faith when you think about it.
It is. Every
so
day.
What were you doing
every
out,
second
in,
of every
out
day.
In Hawaii?
I was watching the ocean and being there for sunrises and sunsets, and I was sitting in the hot tub, and I was eating good food and doing yoga and meditating. Oh, and I did a show there too, but mostly I was just being in Hawaii, which is wonderful because as an independent artist, I have not given myself what normal people, I'll say normal people, I don't know if that's accurate, but what normal people would call a vacation. I haven't given myself a vacation in my entire career that was just for me. And that's been like 20 plus years I haven't done that. So I really took that in and slowed down, and it was glorious.
Good for you. Well, you were well overdue. I was just saying to Terry that I haven't had a vacation in probably 6 years. Most of the time when we go away, we're, you know, working in some way. And that I this year is the year we need to do just a vacation.
I totally support that.
The closest thing was our trip to Dubai together. I had to work, but you got you actually got bored.
Well, I worked from the hotel room, if you recall.
That's true, yeah.
Via VPN, you were working. I was working from the hotel room.
Yeah. And then you attended the afternoon sessions of my class, which was kind of nice because, you know, a lot of men come home from work and they're telling their significant other about what they did at work and what their day was like. And, you know, my wife actually knows what I'm talking about because she's actually spliced fiber and worked on connectors. So it's kind of nice. I don't get glassy stares anymore.
There's something to be said for that.
Yeah.
What are you planning for the upcoming season? You said you had lots of travel coming up this year. Anything special? Any events that those of your fans out here, like me and Terry, might wind up at?
Yeah, that's quite possible. I will be at Beltania in Colorado Springs in May. I will be at the Fox Valley Pagan Pride Day in Wisconsin. I will be at, there's a festival in Michigan, if anybody's interested in that I'll be at. I'm not exactly sure the name of that at this point. I apologize. I need to figure that out.
Okay.
And all of that's going to be on my website soon, very soon. I'm still kind of on Hawaii time, so it will show up. But my website is CeliaOnline.com. And then if people wanted to get 3 free songs, they could go to Celia, CeliaSings.com, CeliaSings.com. And then if folks wanted to get the Name Your Price Bridget songs that I just added three new songs to today, they could go to my Facebook page that is titled Celia Farran, that's F as in Frank, A-R-R-A-N as in Nancy, Music and Comedy page. Celia Farran, Music and Comedy page. And the pinned post right now is the Bridget songs. So there's a few resources for folks if they're interested.
Cool. Thanks.
All right. So I understand that you've got a new album coming out. Is that accurate or...
Yeah, I've been working on an album called Karma, and I'm calling it my my pagan Adele breakup album. I'm also calling it, and you'll like this, Robin, I'm calling it redheaded Capricorn music with an edge. So I have a lot of different styles of music. You know, I do stuff that is Celtic. I do things that are like comedy, spiritual, singer-songwriter. I do music that is more social justice or activism. And this one's going to be just more raw, just really raw, working with the heart and relationship trauma that most of us have had some of at some time. So that's what I'm working on now.
Okay.
All right. When can we expect a release on that?
I'm hoping for later this year, but stay tuned. Things got real interesting in my world. You know, like most people are going through a lot of change right now. Have you noticed that? There's just so much upheaval and change rolling through for so many people, whether it's health or moving or relationships beginnings or endings, people taking care of their parents. And not to mention the political climate and what that's doing for people's upset. There's so much change going on. And I've had some of my own, and that has put some of my creative projects on hold while I navigate getting back grounded in my life. So trying to write songs that are helping people through that change, positive songs, songs that bring us back home to our souls, back home to our hearts, so that we can be present to each other in times that put us into stress where we don't even see each other anymore. We're in the same room with our family and we're not really present to each other. So I'm hoping that my music and my message will help people through these times, through these challenging times.
Well, that sounds
sure
pretty cool.
That. Yeah. Yep, Terry's quiet. Did we lose him?
No, I'm here.
Okay. Usually you're chattering, you know.
I was pondering changes and. Yeah, I mean, and you know, being in the same room with people, and you know, Robin and I were commenting recently. We were talking about sitting in a restaurant and seeing an entire family sitting together. And they were all texting on cell phones. And, you know, it got us to thinking about, you know, how much time people spend actually engaged and how much time people just spend physically in the same general vicinity as other members of their family. And, you know, we actively avoid that on the weekends. And, you know, what you were saying, Celia, about people are together but not present with each other. And, you know, it's important that we realize that the people around us are where we need to be spending our energy and, you know, maybe put down the cell phones a little bit now and again. So thank you for messages that are positive in that direction.
Absolutely. It's imperative. And it's become so normal for us to pick up our cell phones. I'm talking about collective us and not actually be present to the person who is physically in our space. And we're bringing in Facebook, which is how many thousands of people into the space where we could be actually, we could actually be having the connection that we so dearly crave, and that's why we're diving into all of these addictive behaviors, because we feel lost, because we want to dampen it, we want to quiet it, we want to hide it, push it down, and so we eat, and we do our cell phones and Facebook, and we power watch on Netflix, anything we can do to numb out. When we'll, the whole reason we're doing all these things is because we so dearly want to connect. So we're going about it all wrong. And it's hard to get out of that pattern. It's very challenging to get out of that pattern because it means we have to face ourselves and we have to be open and present to ourselves first before we can actually be open and present to another person. And that, for a lot of us, is terrifying. So we'd rather spend time with somebody who we can get a little jolt from on Facebook, and then they never have to find out that we're really a jerk. So, you know, there's this joke. I was on tour a long time ago, early in my career. I was on tour in Santa Fe, and I ended up having a discussion with a guy who was in a rock band for a long time. He would tour all over the country. And he said, touring's great. You go through every town, and you get to be special and important, and you get to spend high quality time with people, and you leave before they ever find out you're an a-hole. That is hilarious. And there's something to that. You know, it's part of what I love about my lifestyle is that when I go on tour, I get to see people that I have heightened, positive, good, yummy communication with, connection with, laughter with, play with, and then we leave each other, and then we always think of each other in the highest, highest regard. The hardest people to keep in that highest regard are the people we spend all of our time with every day. It's really easy to do good and leave, right? Do good and leave, do good and leave. But can we stay present with the people who don't go away, you know, that are there in our face the next day, the next morning? I mean, you two have obviously a very beautiful, beautiful connection. You're gone for a week and you're like, I miss my baby. I can't wait to get home. I'm going to take a red eye flight just to get home to my Robin, right? So that's beautiful to see that. Thank you for being so kind to each other that you miss each other. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing. More connection, more of that.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's good to me.
Well, that's one of the things we teach, though. We teach classes on open, honest communication. And you know, with that communication, you develop a depth of the relationship that's way beyond what I see around me sometimes. And you know, this is the person that I want to, you know, I think of something funny and the first thing I want to do is turn and say something to her. And
yay.
And, you know, and when I'm off on the road, I'm not able to just turn and say, you know, something was on the radio that I thought of something funny, or, you know, I'm reading the newspaper and think of something funny, and it, you know, or this is important, I should share it with Robin, and she's not right there to share it with, I start feeling that after a few days, and it becomes, you know, more pronounced as the days go on. So,
well, that's beautiful that you have that to share. Yeah. I mean, that's not always the case. A lot of times people who've been married for a while, it's like, oh, you again. Instead of, oh, I want to share this with you. So thank you for being that and sharing that with people in the world, because boy, if we could improve our relationships, we could improve a lot of things.
This is very true. That's one of the reasons that Terry and I do that work and offer those workshops, is you go through life and you meet people, and I'm sometimes shocked at the dysfunction. Like, really, you people are having this problem? All you really need to do is talk about it? It's really not that hard. We are adults. So.
Yeah, it's just easier to get a new VCR than to fix the old one.
Yeah, well.
I think VCRs actually would be kind of hard to find one now.
I have one.
Do you have one?
Okay.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's easier to go out and buy a new toaster than to fix the toaster that's right there.
There you go.
Yeah, we are in a throwaway culture, and we throw people away. Mm-hmm. We do.
Yeah. And
oftentimes once you've thrown your person away, you start looking for another person, and you wind up with either the same person again with the same problems, or you know, somebody just like them, or something much worse, because you try to do the exact opposite of what you had, and it doesn't work at all.
Well, I totally agree with you, Robin. And the thing that's becoming more and more true for me as I live and grow and hopefully gain more wisdom is that it's an inside job. Everything is an inside job. And the world is just mirroring to me what is going on within me. So if I keep manifesting the same behavior in another partner, the common denominator is me. So I can either keep pointing my finger at the partner and their behavior and say, if you would only change, then I'd be okay. Or I can point all the fingers at myself and say, ooh, here's a wonderful opportunity for me to uncover the disowned parts of myself so that I can become fully present to myself, so that I can become fully present to you. And I find that when I start doing that work, the behavior and the circumstances out there start to shift and evolve in ways that, like the Course in Miracles would call it a miracle, which is just simply defined as a shift in perception. So I think that I need to move chess pieces around, which is very much our culture. It's a very masculine, dominant, make stuff happen culture. And the more I go within and the more I love every last little piece of myself, the more my external world starts shining and glowing and things get easier. So that's the piece that I've really been embracing and finding great joy in doing that. Now, sometimes it's very painful. Ooh, I have to look at that. Ooh, I would so much rather play on Facebook. Ooh, I would so much rather power watch on Netflix. Ooh, I would so much rather eat all of that ice cream. You know, but sometimes it gets so painful that there's no amount of Netflix, ice cream, nor Facebook that can fix it, and you just have to go in with the surgical knife and find out what's really going on.
That's very true. I read an article the other day that I thought was very interesting about the interconnectedness of nature. There was an area I think it was in Yellowstone Park, where they hadn't had wolves for many, many years, 80 years or something like that, and they decided about a decade ago to reintroduce the wolves. And they've been tracking what's been happening in this section of the park where they reintroduced the wolves. And the interesting thing about it is the reintroduction of this predator actually affected the entire ecosystem and environment, right down to the river and the fish in the river and the grass that grows on the edge of the river, because there were fewer grass grazing animals because the wolves were, you know, picking off the ones that were weak. And so the grass was growing longer on the edges of the rivers, so the soil wasn't eroding as much, which was creating more oxygen in the rivers, which was letting the fish reproduce. I mean, it was just this amazing connectiveness of everything. Just the reintroduction of a predator completely transformed this landscape. It was really interesting. And it made you realize how every little thing plays a part in our world. So, you know, it can be the smallest thing.
Yeah, and predators get a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the wolf energy has worked with me for many years, and I know there's wolf gets a bad rap sometimes. Anyway, we are at the bottom of the hour, and we have a song queued up, Celia, called Bridget of the Sacred Waters. And I was wondering, is this one of those Bridget songs that you were talking about that's out there for people to download?
Yes, absolutely. It is. It's one of, I think there's 7 songs, and then there's karaoke tracks that go with some of them. And this one has karaoke tracks. So you could actually sing along with Celia as your background singer, or you could just do the whole solo yourself. And this song was written by, the words were written by Selena Fox, who you may have heard of or know about. She's a High Priestess at Circle Sanctuary in Wisconsin, and also her organization puts on the Pagan Spirit Gathering in, it's in Illinois now. And she also runs the Lady Liberty League, which is an organization that helps people get equal rights, no matter what their religion or faith might be, which is very much in alignment with what you all do. So she wrote this chant and put it out on Facebook, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago. And immediately a melody came into my mind, and I just started recording it. And then I shared it with her later, and thankfully she loved it. And so then I invited her to actually do a vocal part on it as well. So you'll hear Selena's voice on it. You'll hear my singing voice. And you'll hear in the beginning a bubbling spring. And that is Bridget Spring at the Circle Sanctuary Land in Wisconsin. That's actually the recording of that just right as we play the song. And so if anyone wants this song right now, the whole album is Name Your Price. That means, yes, you can say whatever you want to. And if you don't have the money right now, you put in zero, because I really want people to have this music. And if you're feeling flush and really want to support an artist, you just put in whatever feels good to you. So you can get that by going to my Facebook page, Celia Farron Music and Comedy page. It's the pinned post right now, if you want to find that. And that's just the background on this particular song. And I'd love it if you played it. That would be wonderful. Thank you.
Excellent. Well, we'll play this, and we'll play an ad and a little bit of paying the bills and such. And we'll be back right after this. Everybody stick around.
Of the sacred waters. There is one power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it. And we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more, all available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio, so go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
Listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
We'll move you for Virginia. Yeah. All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are under a shady tree with Terry and Robin. And, Robin, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am.
All right. And we are also joined tonight under the shady tree, hanging out with Celia Farron. How you doing, Celia?
I'm fantastic, and I'm glad to be here with you. Thank you.
You're welcome. We're glad you're here. I always enjoy having a chance to hang out with you a little bit, and it's been fun talking with you tonight, and you've raised so many thoughts in my brain just from the first 30 minutes of the conversation, and it's very nice when I talk with someone that gets my brain working, so thank you for being with us.
Oh, you're very welcome. Call me anytime if you want your brain kick-started.
Be careful what you ask for.
Yeah, right. Terry's calling me every 30 minutes. My God.
So, before the break, we were just having a great conversation about connectedness. I think it's kind of the overall theme of most of what we've been talking about is just connecting. Whether it's the connectedness of nature or connecting with our family members and significant others and just connecting. And, you know, it's interesting. We had a conversation two nights ago on the Powers Hour, and we were talking about interfaith dialogue. And then somebody today in the classroom, we were pretty much through with the day and we were more hanging out, and someone noticed my ring. And so three of us ended up at the end of the table talking about the nature of the divine. And I find it interesting how many times I get drawn into those kind of conversations. And, it's that connectiveness, that ability to connect with another person on a level more than just the superficial I think is something that's so lacking in our society. We shy away from deep conversations out of fear of offending.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
You know, and today I got to experience this person's passion about their faith, and it's different from mine. And he asked me questions, and I explained some things about my understanding of the divine, and he nodded, and we were connected, and we got each other, and we're leaving with that feeling of I had a great conversation with someone. I'm not going to agree with them. You know, his expression of faith is different than mine. But we left with the idea, if I'm the only, you know, Wiccan or pagan that he's ever met and had a conversation with, he left with a different impression of us than, you know, the media. And I thought that was a cool opportunity and that connectedness that we were talking about before.
Absolutely. So, I'm glad you had that experience.
So my thought was, as much as you get a chance to travel, how much do you get drawn into opportunities like that yourself?
Quite often. You know, with traveling as a touring musician, a lot of times I'm spending time with people at their homes, and I sing at Centers for Spiritual Living. I sing at Unitarian Universalist churches, Unity churches, New Thought churches. So the concept of spirituality and the power of mind and our presence here and what are we here for and what's going on in people's lives really comes up a lot. And so that's one of the things I love about the traveling is the chance to go in deep with people in short periods of time. And I love having conversations that are rich. If you want to talk about the weather or what your favorite sports team is doing, more power to you, but I'm going to have to shove some sharp objects in my eyes because I cannot do it. It's not in my nature. And there's a time and a place for that. It's important to talk about the weather if it's applicable to how we can connect more later. But I noticed that a lot of people will hide in those places, or that is the only place that they can connect. And for me, it's just the opposite. So, yeah, I do meet people all the time, and we have rich conversations, which to me as an artist is like food. I need it. And without it, watch me wither and die. It's not worth living without really connecting to people on a deeper level.
And how does that play into your music?
Well, I would say that it's all, there's that word again, Terry, connected. It's all connected. So, you know, a lot of times conversations that I have with people will inspire a song. For example, there's a song on my Red Alabaster and Blue album called Simple Question. And it was inspired by having a conversation with my friend Chris when I was living in New York City. And he was talking about the job that he just quit. And he was saying, you know what? I wasn't shining. I was not really reaching my full potential in that job. I was not shining, and so I quit. I went, wow, how many of us have the courage to do that? If we are not at our full potential, we're not in the right place, and we will shift it or change it or move it in whatever way possible so that we get back to source. And so I wrote a song called Simple Question, and it was all about I'll sing it because otherwise I can't tell you the words without singing it. It's like I can't separate them. So it goes, am I shining? Because if I'm shining, then everything's more than okay. But if I'm not shining, then I'll be leaving. No, I won't wait another day. And I will tune in, and if you're not helping me to shine, then get yourself out of my way. So that's the song, the chorus.
Cute.
Oh, very cool. Well, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah,
of course.
Live.
Thank you. I think it's interesting. A lot of people are like, how can you just sing a cappella like that? I'm like, doesn't everybody do that?
I'm always busting into song. It's like, no, I don't need an instrument. In fact, I prefer not to have one. They get in the way. But I love to sing.
Yeah, wouldn't it,
love it.
Wouldn't it be cool if life was a musical and we could just bust into song whenever we wanted to?
It's not?
Unfortunately, in my workplace, if I bust into song, I'm probably going to get some funny looks. But...
Oh, right. Yes. Yeah, and that's unfortunate. We're in a culture that we've been taught that we can't make art, we can't sing, we can't dance. Our expression has been so squashed. And, you know, our ancestors used to sing together when they were working, and a lot of cultures still do, but not here. And it pains me because there's something so magical when a group of people sing together. It's pure magic because we're resonating together on the same frequencies. Even if you think you can't sing, I'm putting quote marks around that, you think you can't sing, it's the expression of making sound together that is so powerful. Where we've been taught to not talk to each other, not look each other in the eye, not certainly, why would I, if you were singing, why would I start singing with you? That would be a terrible thing. My mother would ground me for that. You know, there's so many messages that we've gotten in our youth to be quiet, to be small, to shut up, to go, to not be seen, not be heard. And I think it's hurting us.
Do
so when
try.
I do a concert, I love to get people singing. I love to get people singing together and in fun and creative ways so that it's not about singing, it's about making sounds together. And then it's not so intimidating. Oh, we're just making sounds, which is all it is. If you have a voice, you can sing, you can express.
Absolutely. My daughter is 11, and so she's in elementary school, and I have come to the realization that elementary school is all about getting kids to conform. It's not about teaching them things. You know, they teach them how to read and do math and basics and whatnot, but it's really about getting them to sit still, sit down, be quiet, be manageable, and not ask too many questions, conform. And it's very disconcerting as a mother because, you know, you want your child to bloom and shine and be unique and, you know, for everyone to see that wonderfulness of your child. And there they are at school saying, no, 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 don't say that. No, 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 don't do that. No, 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 sit down, be quiet, listen.
Right,
how
you're part of the herd. Be part
yeah,
of the
yeah,
herd.
Yeah, how does any child, you know, who's a little bit different get to express that in a school? It's very, and then they wonder, you know, why we've got kids with discipline problems and ADHD, and, you know, we don't give kids any outlet. I mean,
I don't know what the big mystery is there.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, ADHD is just a fancy term for this person is bored and creative.
Yeah.
And
it is
unfortunate. Don't fit in, so let's medicate them. Let's medicate them into submission. Sorry, that's my attitude. I, you know.
Well, I just wish that they allowed a little more.
Don't get me started
creativity.
On that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's wonderful when we can watch people bloom and see them express themselves. Now, Celie, you follow Breed or Bridget, and I follow a Celtic path, and I am fully aware that the Celts in particular put art and creation and expression into everything they did. And, you know, it's refreshing to talk to someone who thinks that all of life is about expressing and creating. All of life is art. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, all of life is art. I mean, just in the quality of the next breath you take, you could do it in an artful and present way. And the next breath you take is going to inform how you will express your next words, or if you're singing, your next song. When I teach people how to use their voices as a voice teacher, I teach them that breath is God, because without it, we're not alive at all. But the quality of the breath that we take before we sing will determine the quality of sound that will come out. Are we present? Are we relaxed? Are we supported? Do you have the fuel you need to produce that sound that you're looking for? And will your breath communicate with your vocal cords and then create vibration and bring that sound into your body, into your resonators, into the spaces within your body to create the tone that you want? It's a beautiful practice to sing. It's so healing, and it brings us perfectly present when we're in that, the zone, I guess you'd say it was the zone, or in that Zen moment. When I'm singing or when I'm creating, and I'm sure both of you have had this experience, there is no other moment. There is no past. There is no future. There is no teacher who's telling my child to sit and stay still and conform them. There is no wolf that's changing the ecosystem over here. There's none of that thinking, which is all wonderful when I'm in that moment. There is no, oh, that's the problem that I had with that friend the other day. I am so in space creating that I would say is the divine. That is creation. And that's my bliss place. That's where I love to be. So the more time I can spend there, the more present I'm going to be to myself, to others, the happier person I'm going to be, the more I'm going to be contributing to world peace, connectivity, community, love, joy, enrichment. So the fact that they've taken art and music out of public schools hurts my heart, because those are the things that make us so dearly human. And we need math and we need science. Or do we? You know, I could question that as well. But the classes that I took in art and music made me better at math, because there is a part of the brain that we access. When we're doing music or listening to music, there's all these studies that show that we use the entire brain when we're listening to music, even if you're not creating music, but just if you're listening to it. And you want to take that out of the school system? Why?
Yeah.
So I get pretty passionate about that, because I am about human expression. And the, you know, what your show's about, with there's, you know, so many paths to the divine, there's spiritual expression too. And I am all for however you get there, great. Do as the will and not harm none, right? I can't really support, oh, you get there by hurting people. I would question whether that is actually divinity. But however you get there, do it. Yes, I'm here cheering you on. And the fact that we get so upset that somebody believes something different than us is the antithesis of peace, joy, enrichment, connection, community. And it's, again, it's why we pick up the cell phone instead of actually going within. We pick up our anger, we pick up the issue, we pick up a tirade.
Our fear.
So that we don't actually have
to. Pick up our fear.
It's fear, absolutely.
It's all about fear.
Absolutely, Terry.
Fear,
yeah,
we
have a choice.
Fear is the opposite of love.
That's right. I preach
it. All of its other stuff is a manifestation of fear.
I couldn't agree with
you
more.
Still there?
Yeah. I am. I'm totally here. I'm completely and 100% in with you both right now. I'm here. I am present.
This has been a wonderful break from my travels. Thank you for being with us tonight.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me. And thanks to Sherry for that, too.
Yeah, absolutely. She's amazing at getting people together to hang out with us under the shady tree. And, you know, we definitely appreciate all she does, including engineering tonight, because I can't have an internet connection. So she's in there flipping switches. So thanks, Niv, for everything you do. Celia, would you do us a favor and tell all of our listeners one more time how to get in touch with you, how to find your music, how to get some of that amazing Bridget music, and share it with everybody.
Yes, of course. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yes. There's several ways you can be in touch with me. Go to my website, CeliaOnline.com. And actually, that might be the best way to get to my Facebook page. There is a little tiny Facebook icon there that will take you to the Facebook page, which will take you to those Bridget songs, which are currently, right now, Name Your Price. And that can be whatever you desire. I just want people to have the music. And then there's another option, too. There are three free songs. The songs are Everyday Goddess, Fields of Ath and Rye, and Bringing in the Light from three different albums. And you can get those free by going to CeliaSings.com, CeliaSings.com. So those are some ways to reach me. You can find my calendar on my website, theceliaonline.com. And that may not be completely up to date, but check in pretty soon. And if you get those three free songs, it gives you the option to get my newsletters and find out where I'll be when. And sometimes I put specials out, or I will share videos of, you know, crazy stuff that I'm up to. I'm pretty wacky. You know, a lot of people know me as a singer, but I'm also a comedian. And so I love to bring the two together, the silly and the sacred. So thank you. Thank you for the time here. And those are some ways that you can reach me, and you can email me from my website, and I will respond.
All right, cool. So I was going to ask, is there a mail to link on the website?
Yes, you can contact me there.
Perfect. All right. Well, thank you for being with us. It is now time for me to ask my wonderful and amazing bride if she will tell all of our listeners how to get in touch with us. Is my lovely, amazing bride still with us?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Sorry about that. The best way to get a hold of us is through littlestonebridge@gmail.com. Both Terry and I check that email address. And if you are interested in us coming and teaching a workshop or some of our counseling services, or you just have a question about something from the show, or you have an idea for a show, send it to that littlestonebridge@gmail.com address. And in the subject, make sure you let us know what it is, because we get a ton of mail at that address, and oftentimes we're wading through it. So good subject will catch our eye and ensure that we don't miss your important email. Another good way to get a hold of either Terry or myself is through our Facebook pages. You can reach me on my Facebook page at Robin A. McKean, or you can reach Terry at his Facebook page, Rev Terry Power HP. We also have a Facebook page for the radio station, Spiritual Unity Radio Network. And there's also, from my old show still, the Facebook page is Physical Wellness Spiritual Health. And I think that's everything.
All right. Well, again, Celia, thank you for being with us and sharing this time under the shady tree. It's always great to
thank
hang
you.
Out with you.
Same. Same back at you. This has been great.
All right. So let's see. A couple of quick programming notes. Next Tuesday night will be our in-bulk ritual live on the air. And then the following Thursday, I think that's a week from tonight, I think it's a week from tonight, we are going to have our monthly open topic on Under a Shady Tree, so you want to tune in and see what Robin and I come up with and what craziness we get into that night. And let's see, then I think we've got a full moon ritual coming up on Tuesday after In Bulk, and then Valentine's Day is a Tuesday night this year. Mm-hmm. And we are going to be talking about love magic on Tuesday, 14th of February. So you want to tune in for that. And remember, we're on five nights a week. Sunday night is An Emerging Forest. Monday night is Voice of Olympus with Hercules Invictus and Athena Victory. Tuesday night is The Powers Hour, where Robin and I do rituals and teach. and all the cool stuff that we do. Wednesday is Economics and the Spiritual Path with Dax Axelrod, and we round out the week with Under a Shady Tree, where Robin and I get to talk to really cool people like Celia Ferrin. Thanks again, darling. So thanks to all of our listeners. Thanks to Celia. Thanks to my lovely bride. And thanks to Niv for flipping switches and helping us find guests and all she does for the station. We love you all, and we wish you a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.